Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rules for Aging Awry and Witty Guide to Life is a humor-driven self-help book by essayist Roger Rosenblatt. First published as a compact guide to the difficulties of growing older, it approaches aging less as a medical or clinical problem than as a mental, emotional, and social experience. The book is built around 54 brief rules or maxims that use wit, irony, and plain-spoken advice to make sense of later life. Rather than promising transformation, it asks readers to adjust expectations, notice human absurdity, and treat the losses of age with intelligence and restraint. Because of that approach, the book works both as a practical companion for older readers and as an accessible, reflective gift for younger readers who want a candid view of what aging really looks like. Its purpose is not to solve aging, but to make it more understandable and less intimidating. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wit functions as a method of coping, not just decoration. The central emphasis of the book is that the hardest part of aging is often not the body itself, but the mental anguish that comes with change. Rosenblatt frames growing older as a state that can unsettle identity, pride, and self-image long before any serious physical decline becomes the main issue. This is why the book focuses on psychological adjustment rather than health advice. The rules encourage readers to lower the emotional stakes of daily frustrations, accept embarrassment as normal, and stop treating every setback as a personal disaster. That approach matters because it changes the problem from something purely biological into something interpretable and manageable. Instead of asking readers to fight age in a heroic sense, the book suggests that survival depends on perspective, self-awareness, and the ability to remain calm in the face of diminishing control. The result is a guide to inner adaptation more than outer improvement. Secondly, a sequence of short rules replaces a single systematic doctrine. Humor is not an accessory in this book. It is the main instrument of its argument. Rosenblatt repeatedly uses wit to turn awkward, painful, or humiliating aspects of aging into material that can be observed without panic. This matters because humor gives the reader a way to stand at a slight distance from fear and vanity. The jokes and sharp turns of phrase are not there simply to entertain. They create emotional relief while also exposing how much human suffering comes from taking ourselves too seriously. In this sense, the book belongs to a tradition of comic wisdom in which laughter is a form of honesty. It does not deny loss, decline, or disappointment. Instead, it makes those realities bearable by describing them in a voice that refuses melodrama. That tone allows the reader to learn from the book without feeling lectured. The effect is a style of self-help that is skeptical of self-importance and more interested in lucid acceptance than in optimism. Thirdly, its advice favors emotional restraint over advice culture. The structure of 54 concise rules is one of the book's most distinctive features. Rosenblatt does not build a single philosophical system or a comprehensive program for successful aging. Instead, he offers compact observations that readers can absorb independently. This fragmented form matches the subject itself. Since aging is not experienced as a neat sequence of lessons, but as a series of shifting encounters with memory, vanity, fatigue, impatience, and social awkwardness. The rules format also makes the book practical in a non-prescriptive way. A reader can open it anywhere, take in one idea, and reflect on how it applies without needing a full argument. This design gives the book flexibility and memorability. It also lets Rosenblatt vary his tone between comic, reflective, and admonitory without losing coherence. The result is a text that feels more like a set of hard-earned observations than a manual, and that distinction helps explain why it has remained appealing to readers seeking concise but thoughtful guidance. Fourthly, it speaks to both older readers and younger readers observing aging from afar. One reason the book stands out in the aging genre is that it does not try to sell positivity as a cure. Its attitude is more skeptical and more grounded. Rosenblatt does not pretend that aging is easy, inspiring, or neatly redeeming. He recognizes the sadness, annoyance, and social awkwardness that can accompany later life, and he treats those feelings as legitimate rather than embarrassing. This realism gives the book more credibility than many upbeat aging guides, because it acknowledges that people often need perspective more than encouragement. The advice tends toward restraint, discretion, and measured response. Rather than pushing readers to reinvent themselves, it asks them to notice what matters less, what should be ignored, and what kinds of vanity are no longer worth pursuing. That is why the book can feel liberating. It reduces pressure instead of adding it. Its wisdom comes from subtraction, not accumulation, and that makes it unusually sharp within the self-help field. Lastly, this intergenerational reach is what makes it especially giftable. Although the subject is aging, the book is not written only for people already in old age. It is also useful for younger readers because it clarifies how aging changes priorities, relationships, and self-perception. That broader appeal is part of what makes it a strong graduation gift. It offers an entry point into adulthood through a subject that everyone will eventually face. Younger readers can use it to understand the habits, frustrations, and dignity of older people without sentimentality. Older readers can use it to recognize their own experience in a voice that is neither pitying nor defensive. The book therefore becomes a bridge between generations. Its value lies in making age legible, not in idealizing it. In that respect, it differs from many books about aging that target a narrow demographic or focus mainly on wellness. Rosenblatt writes with enough wit and specificity to entertain, but enough seriousness to prompt reflection. The book teaches the reader how to observe aging as a human condition, rather than a private failure. In conclusion, Rules for Aging Awry and Witty Guide to Life is best suited for readers who want an intelligent, unsentimental look at growing older. Older adults will recognize its observations about loss, vanity, adjustment, and resilience, while younger readers will gain a clearer picture of what aging feels like from the inside. The book is also a strong choice for anyone who prefers concise, reflective prose to heavy self-help instruction. Its practical value lies in helping readers lower emotional friction, laugh at unavoidable awkwardness, and separate what matters from what merely feels urgent. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats aging as a subject for humor and moral clarity rather than fear or improvement culture. Compared with more conventional books on later life, it is less focused on wellness or optimization and more focused on attitude, perception, and restraint. That difference gives it lasting appeal. It does not promise to defeat aging, but it does offer a smarter way to live with it. As a graduation gift, it works unusually well because it introduces adulthood through irony, realism, and hard-won perspective rather than slogans. If you would like to support Roger Rosenblatt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.